Backstage with Janice Ian and Richie Havens. Bill Russell was talking about narrative, and I, Paula Gordon, will give it back to you. Well,
this is a big word, disintermediation.
That's a big word.
It'd be real easy to believe that what is the really top music, what you read about in newspapers, is all there is. And you are in clubs, you're out touring with, you know, they're not necessarily 100 million people in the audience, and you're not totally separated. And it seems to me that you are very well positioned to give us a sense of what's really going on out there from an artistic standpoint.
Well,
what are people feeling?
We're more on the street, I think, than a lot of singer-songwriters. And I know I'm obsessed with that. You know, I live in a neighborhood, and mm-hmm. most of my friends have day jobs. And when I'm not doing this, I hang with the crew. You know, I don't hang with the stars, usually. And what's going on?
I never could get to do that.
Yeah! It's because you were the star.
The most interesting thing for me is that they actually allowed me to get on the stage in the first place.
And they never figured out that we'd do it for nothing.
Yes,
right?
I said, oh man, are you kidding? They're letting me do this.
We can only pay you this much. You're paying me?
Yeah.
Janice Ian is going to have to leave us fairly soon, so I want to make sure that I get to talk a little bit about this.
We're sorry.
No, please. As we were going through listing all of these would-be revolutions, some of which really worked, it seems as if we had to start with the African-American coming to terms with being free, Richie Havens. Mm-hmm. And then women took to the streets, if you will, never to the streets quite, but don't we have to learn, and then following that, then the gay rights movement, and as we move forward, don't we have to learn how to be free?
Well, there's an old saying that freedom isn't given, it's taken. And I think there's an awful lot of truth to that. You know, when I was growing up, I was an outsider because I was gay, I was Jewish, I was white in a black neighborhood, I was short, I was not pretty, I was not blonde. There were a lot of things that conspired to allow me the luxury of not being in the middle of everything and therefore being able to look at it. And I think that one of the things that my generation did was to take that freedom. You weren't allowed to wear pants on TV. You wore them anyway, and you slipped into them just before your time slot started, so they had no choice.
And it was live.
It was live. You know, you weren't allowed to be gay in public. You were gay in public and as loudly gay as you could be. You have to learn, I don't think you have to learn how to be free so much as you have to learn how to stay free. You know, that's the hard part.
I kept having a sense that you were telling me that on many different levels with
good.
Every song that you, whether you were telling me about Memphis or telling me about that wonderful, and this happens to be your relatively new God and the FBI CD, but when you had me laughing, I mean, rolling on the floor.
Well, that's a good
about
thing.
Boots.
Boots like Emmy Liz.
Well, and bless her.
I should do that tonight. Bless her heart.
The pushing out the limits part.
Well, I think you get to a point. I mean, I turned 50 this year, you know, and about 5 years ago, I looked at Janice Ian and thought, I wouldn't go see me. I'm boring. And, you know, when you wake up one day and you go, boy, I'm boring, that's
whoops.
Very scary. And you have to look at reinventing yourself. And I started thinking
about... You don't have to.
Well, no, but I have to, because otherwise I'm embarrassed. And also my partner will yell at me. You know, I think if you look at any artist who has aspirations to greatness, you'll see that they never look down on the people who have made it and yet aren't doing as well as they're doing. You're always looking up at the people who are better than you are. And when I looked at the people who were still my heroes and were better than I was... It was people like Richie who were reinventing themselves and pushing the envelope. It takes a lot to say to yourself, okay, I've never taken a guitar solo before. I'm going to take a 3-minute guitar solo tonight, and if I fail, I fail. And
what are they going to do, send me to Vietnam?
Exactly. What are they going to do to me? You know, and there's that strength of hitting a certain age where, in my case, you know, I've been through failed relationships, been through the deaths of family, I've had major liver surgery, I've had this, that, and the other, I've lost everything. You hit a point where you go, what are they going to do to me? So why can't I just have a good time? And I'm at the point in my life where I want to have a good time. And if that means making a record with something like Boots Like Emmy Lou's, where everybody's going, oh, but it's not a great song, it's not deep, And I'm going,
it's wonderful.
Isn't that a great thing not to be deep? Am I deep all the time? Wow! Yeah, that was a convoluted answer. I'm sorry.
But that's also a representation of the freedom you were talking about. You're free now at this time to do that.
I'm more free now than I ever was because I don't care anymore. You know, I mean, I want to pay my mortgage, but more than I want to pay my mortgage, I want to lead a life that's congruent with my talent, with my abilities, and with my hunger.
You care passionately. It's just what you care about.
Well, I don't even know if I go that far.
Okay. Okay, you care a little bit.
I mean,
you're
you know,
still
the older
music.
You get, the more zen you get, right? Until you're sitting on a mountain going, so life is not a bowl of cherries, so who cares?
You know, as you went through this litany, it sounded to me like growing up.
It is growing
now,
up.
Maybe we forgot in the 60s that it takes all of that.
Richie, you're the father figure here.
You want to know something?
No, nobody told us.
I learned one thing. You never grow a day older than the day you leave your mom's house.
Mm.
That's why we still act the way we do.
And we left early.
And we're the only generation that actually had that.
How so?
In terms of being able to develop it. Because those who left their homes in the past, prior to the 50s, into the 50s, into the 60s, were so ostracized that they never went back.
Or they
ever.
Went straight to
Even
work.
If they had to go and get something to bring back to make a difference, they didn't get the opportunity to do that. You know, we as an entire generation figured out that if we don't speak up, we are going to be slaves.
Right.
Period. And I haven't felt that we're not in the throes of everyone being a slave at this point. You see, and this is the biggest part of the evolution, is that it isn't just the African American anymore. It's the Chinese. It's the every so-called minority group that they've named a minority group is an American. If they're born here, they're Americans.
Yeah,
they're not minority groups.
Or if they're naturalized
groups.
To it.
Well, the point is they're not minority groups.
Mm-hmm. Right, they're
all
Americans.
They're made that by those who run the government, I guess, who use those words, minority groups. And it turns out, of course, that those are the people who are the biggest minority groups of all, is those who are in Washington.
Right. Yeah.
They are minority groups. When you come down to realize that the non-voters outnumber the voters
a heck of
a lot to one.
That's shocking.
You know, then you realize that we're dealing with the minorities running our lives. Because the minorities really are Democrats and Republicans.
Mm. Which is really what the 60s were
concerned.
Against.
Against, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was so subtle because we were young. We didn't talk about that part.
We
talked about being
part.
Put upon
mm-hmm.
by them,
mm-hmm.
by labeling us. You know, the biggest thing about the 60s I remember, which never gets talked about, is that no labels.
Right,
you know,
it was
we knew the word beatnik came from the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched the
and
word
folk singer.
Yippie, hippie, yuppie come from the newspapers.
Generation X, Generation Y.
Generation X.
Yeah.
This is so we could be lumped together, so we can all be beat up at the same time.
And so that we could be good advertising.
Yes.
You know, so that people could make money.
But what I'm getting at here is that even to this day, while they still try to label a group so that they can control the group in some way, it's over. It's over. It's done.
Yeah, it's not going to work for you.
It's really done. We cannot do in this country what we used to do for nothing. In other words, we could make a war wherever we wanted to at one point. Now we can't anymore. This
it's all
is
too
the change.
Visible. Yeah,
everything is so open, and now we have to ask the world if we can do it.
Yeah.
Thank God, you know, because we thought we were the world. We thought we were God.
But that worked for us.
You know,
in the same sense, that worked for our generation. Because
yes.
We were the first generation in the world to have not only enough food, not only enough housing, not mm-hmm. only enough jobs, mm-hmm. but everything else you could possibly mm-hmm. want, you know, so we were invincible.
We have no excuses for not doing and being everything that we should do or be.
Well,
that's right.
I agree with that globally.
You do it or not.
I agree with that globally. I think that one of the problems today is just that people don't want to take on the personal responsibility of being free, of saying, this is what I need. And if they do say, this is what I need, then they say, so give it to me, rather than what we did, which is, I mean, Richie and I didn't grow up wealthy. You know, we said, this is what I need. How do I go about getting it?
Yeah.
And before I let you go, you teased us with, you looked at these people who are your heroes and decided that you needed to stretch again. Who are they?
Oh, boy. Well, Richie's, see, there's something about a Richie Havens or a Willie Nelson or a Swami Satchitananda, who I used to live next door to. They all have this one thread in common. They are all totally themselves 100% of the time, at least when I see them. And to me, the most difficult thing on earth, after you learn a certain amount of craft as a songwriter or as a human being, learn your social skills, is to be yourself and still be part of a community. Still be on stage yourself. Write a song yourself. If your whole life is really the process of stripping away everything that's not authentic about you, everything that society's laid on you, your parents laid on you, and getting to yourself, those three people are people that, to me, most of the time, are totally themselves. That's what you strive for as an artist, to express yourself in a way that is understandable to whoever's watching or listening.
We'll have to pick up the conversation when you're not going to be the opening act
tonight. I'm sorry. I get to open tonight on the rotation.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks. See you
later.
Have
fun tonight. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.